session now. That means the government was right now.
I guess change has come. Music by Adekunle Gold, Call on Me. This is Next Level Radio right here on 95.9 Cool FM. They call me King KO. I'm in the studio with Ada Usifo today. How you doing, Ada?
Hello, KO. Good afternoon, listeners.
All right, great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Again, and today we're going to be talking about the importance of internship in developing a career and getting a job. For those who don't know, there are a couple of definitions of internship. Ada, should I have you define?
Okay. All right. Like you said, there are several definitions of internship. And I would like to refer to careers.uiwork.edu. They define internship as a structured work experience related to a student's major or a career goal. But I'd like to mention here, internship is not only for students.
Okay. Right.
If you're a fresh graduate or if you're someone that wants to start up a career, you can be an intern.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So one, you know, basically a company can offer you an opportunity to work with them.
Yes.
Even though you are not an employee.
Yes.
For a set amount of time.
Yes. Maximum 1 year.
Maximum 1 year. All right. So we're going to definitely look at the benefits. But, you know, I've been reading up on this, and it seems in the developed world, there's a lot of pressure for companies to pay their interns.
Okay.
So we'll definitely talk about paid internship versus unpaid internship.
Okay.
And all to do with internship. So we'll do that in just a moment. Let's just take a quick musical break. Here is Nick Jonas with Jealous. Stick around. Could you shift closer? Actually, this way.
Okay, because of the camera.
Yeah, also the...
Is there no way we can turn it?
I'm struggling with it. Okay.
Oh, it's falling off.
Okay, this is better.
Okay.
This is better. Okay,
these are songs are not related to...
Sorry?
So these are songs are not related to business or anything.
Yeah, sometimes you can't really find them like that. But I'll do my best. So basically, you know, the internship, is it, in your opinion, is it unethical for a company to not pay its interns?
It's not compulsory that you must pay an intern, but to give your company a human face and to have human sympathy is always, is only fair if you can afford it, to give them an allowance to help them with transportation.
Mm.
Yeah, so if you can afford it, fine. If you can't, then you should take interns. It's advisable to take interns that probably don't live too far away from your company, so they don't spend a fortune on transportation.
Okay.
But the major thing in an internship is experience.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, and then it seems unpaid internships are common with in certain industries. Then paid common, you know, if you go.
Okay, continue.
Because me, from my own experience, like I think in the oil and gas sector, when you think of companies like Shell, or they pay their interns.
Maybe they have money, though.
Okay, so
it's a rich industry.
Yeah. Okay.
So it also depends on the industry.
Wow.
Like the manufacturing industry that is trying to get by in Nigeria, suffering the problems of lack of constant electricity power.
Yeah.
If they don't pay their interns, at least one will understand. But it's not fair.
Okay.
It's not fair if they have the money too, but if they can't, it's understandable because the major thing, like I said, is experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so where do you really want to start here?
Okay, we can talk about the benefits of internship to both young people and also to organizations themselves.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I also have the website. That's when you brought up the topic, something similar. I was like, okay, that's good. Kale is in the same wavelength like me.
Well,
Semban.com.
Okay.
It's a free internship website.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's some... Yeah, lose it, to feel something simple.
Oh, really?
A simple website is like rocket science.
Oh.
Okay. Continue to encourage them.
So you just launched it, also?
It's been up for some time, but we've been doing a lot of tweaking here, tweaking there, because is actually going to be an app.
This
is the website phase. Hopefully, maybe by next month, I want to see the amount of traffic on the website first. Let it at least become a bit more popular then, hopefully. Then, before the end of the year, the app will go live.
So, yeah, you're venturing into the tech industry, the tech world.
I'm just stumbling into it, but I have to skill up, and I'm getting surrounded by very techie young people that are encouraging me.
They are
my mentors. So,
wow.
And I need to be on the internet to be more frequent.
Another big question I ask is, for somebody who's changing industries, who has reached a certain age, should you feel, is there such thing as being too old to intern if you want to change?
Well, actually, the same way, there's nothing that tells you you can't be an adult to have an education. Just that it's not very common to see grown-up people in primary school, but that doesn't mean it's not allowed.
And we're still talking about the importance of internship in developing a career and getting a job. So, Adalisi is here. Let's start with the benefits of an internship to the intern and also the company you're interning with.
All right. Let me start with the intern. That's if you're a student or someone who probably finished school a while ago, or you're yet to get a job and you need some work experience. This is why you should think about becoming an intern. One, it could give you an opportunity to explore your career, the area you're thinking of developing a career in. When you become an intern, hopefully for an organization that opens its doors to you to come and be an intern in, gives you an opportunity to learn on the job. And you can learn without being afraid of making mistakes.
Okay.
Because it's already taken that you are fresh, you're green. So they are willing to train you, so you can explore that career. It also gives you an opportunity, this is the second point, to develop your skill and leadership. Your skill as a professional in that particular field, and also it also gives you an opportunity to have good leadership skills, because you'll be working with people, you'll be working with different employees of the company. They may tell you to lead some small projects that they believe you can carry or you can execute. The third point I'd like to give is that internship also gives you an opportunity to network.
Okay.
And also gives you an opportunity to be mentored. Because many young people complain that if you don't have connection, you can't get a job. So by becoming an intern, you're already building your own connections. Because the company may say they're not going to take you as a staff, but probably when they see the way you've performed on the job, they may have a second thought and decide to retain you. Or even if they don't retain you, you've gotten some valuable work experience that can help you get a job somewhere else.
All right.
So you're already networking. It gives you an opportunity to be mentored, because these are seasoned professionals, the employees in the company. They will take you under their wings and they could mentor you, tell you certain things you need to know that will help you career-wise. The fourth point is, being an intern will also help you to enhance your CV. Most vacancies nowadays always ask young people to have work experience. Even when you're fresh out of school, they're like, work experience is needed. So becoming an intern already gives you that work experience that you require to get a job. So it will help boost your CV. You can write things like skills you have, achievements you've had, you know, things like that. It enriches your CV. The fifth point is that it gives you industry knowledge. You are more knowledgeable about the industry that you intern for. If you're an intern in the oil and gas industry, you are more knowledgeable than somebody that has not been that has not worked as an intern in that particular industry. So it makes you more knowledgeable about that industry. The sixth point is that it builds your level of confidence. You become more confident in yourself, you become more sure of what you want to do in life concerning your career. And the seventh point, which is the final point that I will give, it can help you land a full-time job. When you become an intern, like I said, if you're good, responsible, well-behaved, nothing stops the company from making you a full-time staff.
Mm.
So it's an easy way to get a job,
okay,
by becoming an intern.
Yeah, you know, when you said work experience, it reminds me of all those job adverts that seem impossible, where they ask you for years and years of work experience. And people always ask, if you're fresh out of school, where do you get this work experience from? Yeah. But nobody ever thinks of the internship. So when you're applying for the job, you can actually say, I have this amount of experience as an intern with this company. So that definitely covers that.
Yes.
All right. So the other thing is concerning paid and unpaid internships. Mm. I was reading somewhere that paid internships are the ones that are most likely land you a job. And the point they made, I think it was in the Forbes magazine, the point they made is that if a company is paying its interns, they would actually get them to do relevant work. So the unpaid interns are the ones that might not have really done anything or gained that much experience.
Okay.
So I don't know if that applies to, you know, the industries in Nigeria, because the point I'm trying to make is if any company is willing to pay its interns, they are going to give them the necessary experience. But if you're just hanging around the office, people would even find it unethical to be having you do the heavy lifting because you're not being paid. So the unpaid interns don't really get that much experience at the end of the day.
Well, I beg to differ a bit from what Martin said, because I think where they are coming from is that the company is investing in them by paying them. So they will ensure that they get themselves properly engaged. So it's just based on psychology. It's basically the same type of psychology people have, that when you do things free for some people, they won't appreciate it unless they pay for it. But the thing is that it may be often true, but not always true. But some people you do things free for, they will appreciate it.
Okay.
So the same thing in the intern situation. If you're a company that probably values developing people, you're a company that's, I'm also going to read the benefits of internship for
companies.
If you're a company that believes in giving back to the community, because we hear a lot of professionals complaining, these young people are not serious, they don't want to help themselves, blah, blah, blah. If you are particular about helping young people develop themselves, whether you are paying them or not, you will ensure that they are properly engaged. You follow up with them in the office. Like one of the first places I started my career in, they didn't pay fantastic salaries. They were one of the least paying companies in Nigeria at that time. But they spent a lot of money and time training us. They told us at that time that we won't value what they are doing for us at that time, but they are investing in us. So if you're a company or a company owner that values training, and you train your interns, you teach them, even if you're not paying them, you will ensure that they are properly engaged in the office. And at the end of the day, the serious ones, you can still give them a job. It doesn't stop them from doing that.
Okay.
So that's why I'm not really in support of what the magazine said.
All right.
Yeah.
But based on your experience, do you think it's ethical for a company to not pay its interns?
I would say it's based on free will. I won't say it's ethical or not ethical, because the major reason why people intern is to gain work experience. Okay. Not the definition I gave.
Yeah.
It's the major reason for internship is not for you to be paid. It's for you to get work experience. Because if you're lucky enough to work for a company that values training and spends a lot of time training you, you're not paying for that training. Meanwhile, that training costs money. And most trainings are not cheap. If you go and see some cost outline for training programs, if you're lucky, you may see one that is 20K. But most times, 50K, 100 and something K. So this company is investing a lot of money training you. And they're not telling you to pay them that money back. So if a company is financially buoyant, and maybe it's in a very lucrative industry, maybe the oil and gas, telecom, then they have some extra cash they can now afford to pay their interns. And it's just a token to help them out with transportation. is not like a salary. It's like just to help them out to transportation. So it's advisable that if you're a company owner, if you can afford it, please pay your intern. But if you can't afford it, then please make their time with you useful. Don't make them spend their time going to buy you boiler or going to buy you pure water. You don't give them anything serious to do. No. So try and get them properly engaged. And if you're not going to pay your intern, please try and get interns that don't live very far from where your company is located. So they don't spend a fortune transporting themselves to your work, to your company premises.
Okay. All right. So, okay, here, this is a good one. Let's go through the benefits of the internship to the organization. Let's do that.
Okay. But before I start, let me also give reference. The person that actually gave this tips is someone called Hia Raymond. He's the VP Global Marketing for Career Arc Group. And he actually gave these tips on HR.com, the website for human resources people.
Okay.
And he stated that 7 out of 10 internships result in full-time employment.
Mm.
So if you're somebody that's interns, the likelihood for you to get a job is 70% higher than someone that does not become an intern. That's the first point I want to make.
All right.
So the tips, or rather benefits for organizations, why you should take interns if you're a company owner. One, it helps you to find future employees. A lot of companies go through a very tedious task of interviewing fresh graduates because you are bombarded with a lot of resumes, a lot of CVs. And in the interview, you may spend the whole week interviewing people and you may not get very good people.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you're asking for, they may not have it. You're asking for work experience, they don't have. So save yourself the trouble. Assume, or rather, don't even assume, know that they are fresh out of school and they lack experience. So you should be willing to train them. So take them as interns and eventually they can become your future employees. So that's one point. The second point is that it helps to increase your company productivity.
Mm.
How can an intern help you increase productivity? There are a lot of routine tasks that employees perform in the office. A lot of boring work that anybody can do. It doesn't require a rocket scientist to do such jobs.
Yeah.
So give such jobs to interns to do so that your staff, your experienced employees can focus on very strategic and complicated work. So the easy type of jobs, routine jobs, jobs that are not complicated, you can train interns to do that. So when you do that, the amount of time spent doing such jobs, routine jobs, is reduced. The major core jobs, the time doing those increases. So it increases your productivity as a company.
Mm-hmm.
Third point, having interns helps you to give back. Make Nigeria great again. Don't just complain and complain. People don't want to help themselves.
Mm.
As a company owner, please throw your doors open and take interns. You can scrutinize them if you want. As the program goes by, I think I should mention this website. Should I go ahead and mention it now?
Oh, okay. We'll do it later.
You can go on www.internbank.com if you're a company owner. And also, if you're a fresh graduate or even a student, go on this website, register there. It's free. You get interns. So you don't have to start wondering, oh, where are you going to get these interns from? Or where can you apply for internship? Go to internbank.com to do that. Then the fourth point, getting interns helps you to reduce your recruitment costs.
Mm.
Because you're not paying consultants to help you search for trainees to fill certain vacancies in your company. You're not going to spend time and money organizing recruitment because the recruitment process costs money.
Mm.
So getting interns, you're not spending a dime. Like this website I mentioned and many others, they are free. So you just get people that are serious to work for you without paying a dime. Then the fifth point, having an intern or having an internship program in your company helps you to introduce a new perspective to your work environment. You are opening the doors to fresh graduates,
mm.
to young people or young graduates. Most of them are very vast when it comes to IT, information technology,
yeah.
and they're very skilled when it comes to social media.
Mm.
And as a company owner, it would be foolish for you not to have a presence on social media nowadays.
Mm.
So if you don't have people that can help you with your social media account, get your interns fixed in that position. They'll help you run your social media account, and that also helps you attract more customers and more clients. And it also brings having young people in the company as interns also helps to make the environment more energetic.
Mm.
Not just the company filled with old, tired people complaining about salary, complaining about economy. These are young people that are vibrant, full of ideas, they're enthusiastic. So it helps to brighten or make your work environment more energetic and gives it a fresh feel. Then the fifth and sixth and final point I'll give, it also gives your employees or you, the CEO, an opportunity to mentor future leaders. So it's not just complaining about young people going astray. It helps you to be a big brother or a big sister to young people that you can mentor and groom to be future leaders.
All right, it's Next Level Radio. We're still talking about the importance of internship in developing a career and getting a job. We need to go for a break. Stick around. I was hoping to play music, but it's not looking possible.
We'll go back.
We can't. The reason why we can't is we have to wrap up at 12:30 on the dot because there's this Pepsi program.
That's not it.
So let's just go back and talk more.
Okay.
I know the other time, you know, we could just extend it a bit.
Okay.
I was out there to the girls here to do the program.
Oh, that's good. That's more money for you guys.
Yeah.
Think that I've not gotten a sponsor for the show yet.
No, we haven't.
FSDH was kind of interested. I asked for the printout, traffic, whatever. The guy said, I'm coming.
Who said that?
I don't want to say anything.
Have you covered the main points?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we're still talking about internship. And I've been wondering about people who are not young, who perhaps want to change careers at some point and they need experience in a new industry. Is there such a thing as being too old to be an intern?
Well, I'll say no, but I'll say it's not very common to have very matured interns. The same way it's not uncommon to have grown people who go back to primary school to have an education.
All right.
We've seen some examples on the internet. I think there's one grandpa in Kenya that went back to the primary school. He went to get an education.
Yeah.
So the same thing. So if you are quite mature and you believe you need an internship to have some experience in a particular industry, if you're able to get a company that will accept you, then no problem, go for it.
Okay.
So it depends on if you can get a company that will allow you into their premises.
All right.
Because you know some company owners can be unnecessarily very suspicious.
Okay.
But they're like, oh, you've worked before, you just want experience in this area. How am I not sure that you're coming to steal some of our knowledge and take it and go and do some, you know, something like that. So, but if you're lucky enough to get a company that will accept you, fine, go for it.
Mm. So when you're going, if you want an internship, is this something you should go and ask them for, or you should wait and ensure that they're actually looking for interns? Could you just go and say, I want to intern with your organization, or are we supposed to wait till we hear that so-and-so organization is looking for an internship?
Well, I'll say there's no harm in asking if a company is ready to accept you as an intern.
Okay.
Like, there are many medium-sized companies or some companies that are a bit large that they're not too strict in allowing people coming to their premises.
Okay.
Nothing stops you as a young person or a young graduate or even a student. Go with your resume, your CV. Tell them, please, do you have internship opportunities here? I would really like to work with you. I would like to gain some work experience.
Mm.
But the thing is that to really get such companies to listen to you, actually when they're not used to having interns, you can tell them, I'm even willing to work for free. That will always attract them.
Though
some would like, are you sure you're willing to work? Who works for free? Some may say that. But the truth is that many may listen to you and allow you into their premises. But if you don't want to go through that stress, if you don't have to deliver, you don't have time, go to internbank.com.
All right. Okay, internbank.com.
Yes.
Because I was going to ask, you know, how do we go about looking for an internship? Just give tips to anyone. Is that the best resource, the only resource?
No. Like, one way you could do it, you could send your resume, carry the Google search.
Okay.
Look for, you could type internships in Nigeria.
Mm.
A list may come out of companies that allow people to come and intern with them.
Okay.
If a list comes out, look for the company's email address, official email address, send them an email.
Yeah.
If it's a company nearby, you can take a stroll down there and tell them that you'd like to intern with them.
Mm.
So you can easily do that. Or you can look for the company's social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.
Mm.
Send them a message that you'd like to be an intern there.
Okay.
So you can easily get across to them that way. You can also get across to them through their website, because on most companies' websites, they have a contact us portion,
yeah,
where you can send an email directly to them or give them a call.
Okay.
So you can easily do that as well.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for stopping by, Adawasi. And very quickly, for anyone who wants to stay in touch with you, how can they do that, perhaps online?
Okay. You can always reach me on 081-59-08-3422. Let me read it again.
Yeah.
081-59-08-3422. So that's also my WhatsApp line. You can reach me there. Then I also give free business and career talks to churches and schools. So you can also reach me as well.
All right. And the web address you dropped.
Okay. The website for internship. You can visit www.internbank.com. Intern, I-N-T-E-R-N, bank, B-A-N-K. com.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Midday Oasis continues right here. We're bringing you right about now a sponsored program courtesy Pepsi. Stick around. Okay.